Welcome to Christ Moravian Church for today's Maundy Thursday service. Today, together we will celebrate Holy Communion as our Lord ate supper with his friends and then prayed anxiously in Gethsemane before his arrest. After the prelude today, Brother Matt Pace will read the daily text. I will begin the readings with the preparation for the Passover, which, if you happen to have this orange music edition of the Holy Week Readings book, will begin on page 65. If you have a purple edition of that book, it will begin on page 57. After that, and some special music, we will follow the litany for Maundy Thursday Communion that begins on page 15 of the small blue communion booklet. So not your Moravian hymnal for this service, but the small blue booklet. Then Matt will pick up the readings with the section titled Jesus Prays for His Disciples, which will begin on page 92 of that music edition of the book and page 80 of the purple edition. Now, doing those readings, there's a few notes on some of the songs for today. The verse of Jesus' priceless treasure in the Holy Week readings will be sung by the choir today. The hymn verse of Oh, What an Act of Majesty, right after a silent prayer, will be played by Laura on the piano. And then the hymn that starts with See here the feast of love is spread, we will not sing that hymn today. At the very end of today's readings, our final hymn will be Go to Dark Gethsemane. The congregation is invited to join together and sing that one. And during that time, we will sing that leading out of the silent prayer. So friends, with all of that being said, all of that in mind, let us go to worship together.
The watchword for Maundy Thursday. He has gained renown by his wonderful deeds. The Lord is gracious and merciful. From the book of Psalms, the 111th chapter, verse 4. The Old Testament lesson for today comes from the book of Psalm, the 146th chapter, verse 5. Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. And the gospel lesson from the book of Matthew, the 26th chapter, verses 27 and 28. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin." And the prayer for today. Source of life, today especially we remember you. We remember you as you sat with your disciples one final time. We remember you as you sit with us today. Give unto us your peace.
Amen. Friends, we will now begin with the section titled Preparation for the Passover in your Holy Week readings book. Preparation for the Passover. Then came the day of unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover meal for us, that we may eat it." They asked him, "Where do you want us to make preparations for it?" "Listen," he said to them, "when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house he enters and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs already furnished. Make preparations for us there." So they went and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Table and the apostles with him. He said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." A dispute also arose among them as to which one of them was to be regarded as the greatest. But he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one at the table? But I am among you as one who serves." Jesus washes the disciples' feet. During supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash, except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." Returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, and you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. I am not speaking of all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but it is to fulfill the scripture, 'The one who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me.' I tell you this now, before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe that I am he. Very truly, I tell you, whoever receives one whom I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me." Foretells his betrayer. As they were eating, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be distressed and to say to him one after another, "Surely not I." He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the bowl with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he was speaking. one of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So while reclining next to Jesus, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." So when he had dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. After he received the piece of bread, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "Do quickly what you are going to do." Now no one at the table knew why he had said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the common purse, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the festival," or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the piece of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night. Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If you are able, please stand. Institution of the Lord's Supper. While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." You may be seated. merits of your life, by your humility, meekness, and patience, by your griefs and sorrows, by your prayers and tears, by your having been despised and rejected, by your atoning death, by your divine presence, by the holy sacraments.
Thank you.
of Maundy Thursday. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Please stand.
Let us pray. Father God, we are so grateful that you have invited us to the table. Be with us, be in us. Let us each humble ourselves now at the table of the Lord. Hear us together as we pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Friends, our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
Thank you.
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you." By your divine presence, by the holy sacraments, by all the merits of your life, sufferings, death, and resurrection.
Bless and comfort us, gracious Lord and God.
Amen.
Friends, in the same way, after supper, our Lord Jesus Christ took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this whenever you drink in remembrance of me." Christ, the Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Grant to us your peace.
Show your death, we sing.
of death.
We continue our Holy Week readings on page 92 in the big book, page 80 in the small book. Please stand. You don't have to. You don't have to. If you're able. Jesus prays for his disciples. After Jesus had spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost, except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so have I sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they may also be sanctified in truth. I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory with which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Agony in Gethsemane. After Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples across the Kidron Valley to a place where there was a garden called Gethsemane, which he and his disciples entered. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, because Jesus often met there with his disciples. Thank you. Then he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and stay awake with me." And going a little further, he threw himself on the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want." Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. In his anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. By your prayers and tears, by all the troubles of your life, by the grief and anguish of your soul, by your agony and bloody sweat, bless and comfort us, gracious Lord and God.
Friends, thus concludes today's Maundy Thursday Communion service here at Christ Moravian Church. You're able to join us tomorrow. We have a number of events going on. 9 o'clock a.m. we'll be meeting at the graveyard, God's Acre, any gravestones. 2 o'clock p.m., right here in the sanctuary, we'll have a Holy Week reading service focusing on the torture and execution of Jesus Christ on the cross. 7 o'clock p.m. tomorrow, we'll celebrate a love feast here for good and right. And friends, until tomorrow comes, may God bless you and keep you. May God make God's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May God lift up God's countenance before you and bring you peace. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.